This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Credit Union. For nearly a century, we've taken every chance to empower our members, serve our communities, and build brighter futures. Because we believe that every single one of us is on a journey. But it's when we come together that we become the unstoppable one. Join us. Golden One Credit Union. Life is a journey best lived together. Insured by NCUA.
The real estate market feels more uncertain than ever these days. Homes are sitting longer for sale and prices are falling. Skip the hassle. Call Wedgewood Homes to discuss your options from one of our experts to get a quick cash offer fast. Do you have a house that needs repairs? Do you want to downsize, relocate, or sell an inherited property? Do you need cash quickly? Are you tired of dealing with tough rental properties? Wedgewood Homes can help. We offer a fast, reliable, all-cash offer. Wedgewood Homes buys homes as is. No repairs, no commissions, no hassle. Close in as little as 3 days or on your timeline. Don't wait for the market to get worse as home prices continue to fall. Skip the stress of a traditional listing. Call Wedgewood Homes, trusted industry leader for 40 years. We use state contracts for transparency, and our offers are firm. No last-minute price drops like other cash buyers. Call 916-891-6088 for your no-obligation all-cash offer. Wedgewood Homes, Sacramento's trusted home buyer. 916-891-6088. That's 916-891-6088 or wedgewoodhomes.com.
This hour on ESPN 1320.
Sponsored by Allstate.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
KFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento,
ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm, I'm Kyle Madsen, Jesse Tapia on the ones and twos. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube, and we are hanging out with you until noon. And we'll hand it off to D-Lo and Casey. Actually, the handoff coming up in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
Hell yeah. excited to dive into this Kawhi Leonard situation with those guys. A contract that I don't think contains a no-show job for additional money belongs to P.J. Washington, who got a four-year, $90 million contract from the Dallas Mavericks. Congratulations to P.J. Washington for getting the bag. And a trade for P.J. Washington, a player who we've brought up a couple of times in passing, not available this year.
No.
He signed past the date where there's the six-month waiting period for the player to be traded, and that 6 months will go past the trade deadline. So P.J. Washington will stay put in Dallas for at least this year. I think Dallas thinks they're going to be good. I don't think Dallas thinks that they're in for some kind of down year.
No, I think they think they've supplemented enough with Kyrie Irving's absence. Either way, it's going to be a fun season for them where all eyes are on them because of the Cooper Flagg thing.
Yeah, and you got to think that they're not going to be, like, they're going to have a little bit of injury luck this year, right?
Well,
like, just law of averages?
No. No, why would you think that? They have Anthony Davis.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but they were down to like six healthy players at one point last year.
No, that's true.
It was a total disaster.
But their season's a total disaster if Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving miss the entire season.
Sure. Hey, did you see, speaking of the Mavericks, did you see that video that came out over the weekend of the guy going up to Nico Harrison while he was at dinner?
No.
So Nico Harrison's eating dinner in Lubbock, Texas. And I can't play the video because there's bad words in it. But this guy's walking down the street, and Nico Harrison and his daughter are eating at a restaurant where there's like open windows, like big open windows that you can like lean into the restaurant. And this guy, as he's walking by, and this is on film, he walks up and goes, "Nico, hey, Nico, hey, hey," and like reaches out to dap him up. And when he daps him up, he goes, quote, "We all still effing hate you." I'm not going to defend Nico Harrison.
No.
Or, like, fan how you're going to fan, fine. This is egregious to me. That man is at dinner with his daughter, and you're going out of your way.
Yeah, bro was being a weirdo.
That's weird, right?
Yeah,
that's
no,
weird
dude's
behavior.
A weirdo.
Now, here's maybe this is weird. This is not something I would ever do, by the way. If I saw I don't even have a good example. If I saw Billy Bean walking down the street and I was my age when they traded Tim Hudson, I wouldn't have yelled at him.
No,
it's like whatever. You just keep your head down. I'm gonna be mad on the internet. I'm gonna be mad on the radio, but I'm not gonna tell that like yell at that person to their face like I hate you. Like that's just a bad thing.
It's a bad look. Yeah.
But in this instance, like, okay, that guy feels the need to say something. If they had been walking past Nico Harrison and he just said that, it'd be like, all right, like that sucks, but I get it. Leaning into a restaurant to interrupt the man's dinner.
Yeah, you need to get over yourself at that point.
Exactly.
Like, it's not that serious. I'm sorry that he traded your favorite player and all that, but like, you're a grown ass adult. Like, get over it.
And they were filming this. They knew he was in there. They walked past the restaurant again just to do this on film. Like, they weren't just happened to be videoing and like, oh my God, hey, there's Nico Harrison. Like, nah, man, that sucks. That's over the line. That's egregious to me. Like I said, be mad. Boo the guy when he's in the arena. You see him walking down the street and you want to heckle him. I get it. But that's too far for
me. Like you said, dude's daughter's there. To imagine like how she feels after that.
Yeah,
people just going up to your dad or whatever, just dissing on him.
And she probably she's 13, yeah. I believe. She probably already hears it at school constantly.
Yeah.
And so that sucks. Don't do that. Don't be that person.
I agree 100%. Like, again, I've told the story where like NBC used to have us with a crowd and behind us.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kept moving the barrier back, but we had a show where a fan reached out and grabbed Doug's jacket in the middle of a show and completely freaked Doug out.
Of course.
You know, because he's been in the spotlight, you know, for years.
Right.
You know, whether it's like as a basketball player, as part of the Basketball Wives, but then, you know, doing media. But it freaked him out because now you feel unsafe. mm-hmm. because you can't see what's happening behind you. And we're supposed to be staring at cameras and there's all these people behind you. And it became like a very, like I smacked the guy's hand away and like, mm-hmm. what are you doing?
Yeah.
But just totally crazy. But you know, when you're part of the public eye, on occasion, you have to put up with weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do. And it's unfortunate that someone's so rude in front of somebody's family too. Just like grow up.
Right. I feel like there's, you got to deal with the weird stuff for sure. And like I said, you get heckled walking down the street. All right, man. But I feel like when you're in a restaurant, like, okay, hey, off limits for the next couple hours while this man eats dinner with his dog.
Yeah. And I know people do interrupt people in restaurants and stuff like that and all that, but
mm-hmm.
you know, it just gets a little weird.
So, yeah, don't be a weirdo.
Don't be a weirdo.
Day 59.
Kuminga Watch.
Nothing new on Kuminga Watch. Dalton Johnson from NBC Sports Bay Area, friend of the program. Actually, not friend of the program. He's never actually been able to come on the show.
No, he's just a friend of ours.
He's a friend of ours, a former coworker and friend of James and mine. Has never been on the show.
Dalton, we've asked, good dude.
We've tried, and he said, "To hell with you guys." That's what he said.
He's got a, like a.
He's got a baby,
young baby.
Yeah, that's fine. If that's what he wants to prioritize, cool, man. I guess. But no, he did some reporting, and as with all the reporting around this, you go talk to people from both sides, and you find out there's no movement. However, we're reaching a tipping point on this.
We are.
Because we have been saying, and this is the bit now, we've been saying no movement, no movement, no movement. But we're now in this space of time where Sam Amick first reported it. Brett Siegel went on the Light Years podcast and said the same thing, where first couple of weeks of September, expect some movement. Because that's where deadlines spur action. That's getting close to training camp. That's getting close to that October 1st qualifying offer deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Expect some movement. As of yesterday, still no movement. And that's fine. But I think we're in the place now where no movement becomes significant. Because, all right, neither side is budging on September 3rd. We're 3.5 weeks away from training camp opening. We're 4 weeks away from that October 1st deadline. And nobody's budging. That, to me, is notable. That there's still nothing.
Yeah, I totally agree. Especially, you know, like the reporting, the Kings are in a holding pattern as well, waiting to see what happens.
Sure.
Because they know that they're the leader in the clubhouse if they do actually trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they've just got to kind of, like, wait for this whole thing to play out.
Yeah.
Like, I've told you this, too. I think at some point, Kuminga needs to say, hey, we need to sit down in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to look across this table and say, look, we've got, either you guys can trade me, mm-hmm. you could change your offer, or I'm going to sign the qualifying offer today.
Right.
I'm going to sign the qualifying offer today. I'm not messing. I'm not, mm-hmm. this is not a joke. This is not like me playing hardball. I'm literally, if we can't figure out
mm-hmm.
this piece right here, right now,
mm-hmm.
and I can't get a commitment from you guys to either trade me mm-hmm. or to change your offer and promise me a role with the team and all that, then I'm going to sign a qualifying offer. And the closer we get to October 1st, I'm like straight up, if I am Jonathan Kuminga, I am getting so close to just saying I'm signing the qualifying offer.
Yeah.
It's that if for him as a player, he can absolutely have his career destroyed by this franchise.
Totally.
And at this point, it's not just that they want to control the no trade clause. They want to control the second year team option, yep. all of that stuff.
Yep.
When he gets done, just because we say, oh, they want to, I mean, everyone is so clear. They just want him as a trade chip. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they want him for. Is as a trade chip now mm-hmm. between here and February. First of all, that could mean that he gets stuck in a three-team deal and he gets jettisoned to Charlotte or mm-hmm. Washington and he's stuck just in a bad place with a team option for the next year where they can just, pick up his option. Sure, you made $20 million, but it's not at all what you wanted. It's not the role you wanted. It's not the place you wanted to be. None of it, right?
The reporting continues to center around control.
It's fully control.
Right. Jonathan Kuminga wants control of his own future.
Yes.
And a player option on that two-year deal would mean, if he gets sent to Siberia, he can opt out next year and be a free agent. And if he signs a qualifying offer, it's worst case scenario for Golden State.
Oh, yeah.
And
they cannot trade him.
They cannot trade him.
Nope.
And then he's a free agent, unrestricted free agent next year.
Yep.
And he lost out on some money, but you know what? He gains control for sure in the 2026 offseason.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. And that's exactly, if I'm Aaron Turner, if I'm his agent, and you've committed to like, all right, hey, we'll do the qualifying offer thing, I think that's how you play your leverage, because the whole thing has been like, oh, there's no leverage on any, nobody has leverage. That's the leverage for Jonathan Kuminga, because the Warriors don't want him to sign the qualifying offer.
No.
So if he goes into their office and says, all right, I will sign a 1+1 with a player option for $48 million or whatever it is, $45 million. I will sign that or the qualifying offer today. And that's we'll move forward from September 3rd.
Yeah.
That's the way to do this. And the reason he's not is because there's no pressure on him to do that. He can sign the qualifying offer October 1st. It doesn't change his life at all.
Nope. And they cannot withdraw the qualifying offer at this point. Right. It's too late.
Right. That deadline been passed.
Yeah. It's out there.
It's passed in like July.
Yeah. They have until October 1st to either, for him to make his decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm him, I am fully on board, because
just push the issue now.
Yeah, because there's another bad scenario here for him as a player. He could sign a two-year $45 million deal. He could play sporadically throughout the year. They could totally mess with him the entire time. Mm-hmm. They can just go old. If they're gonna bring in Al Horford and Draymond Green and then find some other guy, Quentin Post, whatever it is, they can just avoid playing him a ton. Mm-hmm. And it totally damages his career.
Mm-hmm.
They can get to February, and lo and behold, they can't find somebody to take on him and whatever package of junk they're trying to sell out on the open market. And he could get stuck and have to go through this all over again next year, where they pick up the team option, say, okay, we're just going to hold on to you. And then they can just sit there and linger, make this thing such a bad situation for him. He could wait until the following February, and in that time, he could have zero value at all.
Yeah.
If I'm him, I want to get out of there as quickly as possible, because that's the one thing they're not promising is any role at all. All they're promising him is that there's a good chance they're going to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
And they want the power to do that. They want to take away his power, which is what he has right now, to say he has a no trade clause.
Because
if he signs a two-year deal with a team option, then he gets a no trade clause in it.
Right.
Right? It's part of the mandated way in which you do it. But he can waive that. And it's just like, you got to find some way to take your power back in this situation if you're him. And honestly, I think the Players Association, and I think the league, when they crack into the CBA, which is coming up, relatively soon, they need to look at this, because it's not about trying to retain your own player and continuity of the league. Mm-hmm. This is very specific. They only want him as a $20 million trade coupon.
Correct.
And it's just dirty play.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel good to anybody. People should be looking at this and going, this doesn't feel right. This one out of all of them. Like, some dude wants 35 to 40 million. Cam Thomas wants 35 to 40 million. And the team's offering 14 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a major, major issue with the value of a player.
Yeah.
With valuation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Because they can just cut ties with Cam Thomas and say, they're not looking to trade Cam Thomas. They're looking for a discount on a score.
Right. Right.
But this is very specific, that the Warriors just have no interest in him as a player.
Correct.
He has no interest in being there.
Correct.
And they're trying to leverage him into a bad situation.
Yes. They're trying to fix a mistake.
Yeah.
And he's being held hostage in the process.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, we want volunteers, not hostages. This is a hostage situation.
Exactly what's happening. Yeah, if I'm him, I'm just kicking the door down and being like, all right, here.
Where's the qualifying offer? I want to see it. Where's the piece of paper? I'm going to sign it.
I'll sign it right now. Unless you want to toss me a player option.
Or unless you want to trade me. I'll give you 48 hours to work out a trade. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say yes to whatever team I'm getting traded to, but you got 48 hours.
Yeah. That seems like the right thing to do, but I don't know. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We'll have more on, we'll obviously have more Kuminga watch in the coming days, but the 49ers and Raiders open practice today, and we need to talk about this 49ers injury situation. It's something we didn't get to yesterday. I want to make sure we get to it today.
Okay.
And we'll do that next. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Insiders, Jiffy Lube, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah.
It does, for sure.
What?
This music, it sounds slow. I think stuff out of the stack is playing slow today, like a half a beat slow.
Maybe, I don't know. Why, has stuff been weird for you guys today?
Yeah.
It's at like 0.75 speed.
Yeah. It's very odd.
Worried about the engineers.
That's Jesse Tapia, James Hamm over there. I'm Kyle Madsen, and we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We're hanging out with you until noon. The handoff of D'Lo and KZ coming up in about 20 minutes. Sal in the chatty house at youtube.com/ESPN1320 asks, Hamm and Kyle, do y'all like ceviche? You seem like a ceviche guy.
I love ceviche. Actually, I make my own ceviche.
That's of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
Love ceviche. I could bring ceviche to the... Oh, we're going to have it all catered tomorrow, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah. I make a mean ceviche.
Yeah, I'm not a ceviche guy. I'm not a fish
really?
Guy.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, damn.
Like, I'll try anything, but I just... The fish... The seafood just doesn't really do it for me.
Okay.
I eat some shrimp. I'll do...
Well, I do, like,
I'll do,
usually...
Like, some swordfish steaks. I'll rock with that, but... Like, just ceviche, just raw-ass fish, like, doesn't do it for
me. No, it's not raw. It's cooked in
lime juice. Yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't do it for me. That doesn't do it for me. Like, I don't mind. Like, I understand why it would be good if you like ceviche. I imagine that it's good. Mm-hmm. Not saying you don't make a good ceviche. I'm sure, I just wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right.
And not my bag. Right. I've tried. Believe me, I try seafood. I want to be able, when we go to sushi and there's 9 sushi rolls sitting on the table, I would love to partake.
Okay.
I don't. I got my bento box.
Yeah, I made ceviche
teriyaki,
like
chicken and rice.
2 weekends ago. Yeah. Huge bowl of ceviche.
Apparently, Dennis Schroeder's tearing it up in Eurobasket right now.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah. That's the MVP of the FIBA World Cup, mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder. Shout out to Dennis. Not Uncle Dennis. Getting Kawhi in trouble, but shout out to Dennis Schroeder.
Uncle Dennis has made Kawhi some money.
Yeah, sure has.
I don't know how much more money.
What a disaster.
We'll dive back into that with D'Lo and Casey when they get in here in about 20 minutes on ESPN 1320. I want to really quickly ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
No, not a oh. It's not anything. Do you think people overreacted to the 49ers injury situation in training camp? Specifically me.
Okay. I'm going to say you reacted appropriately based on last season and how it went, mm-hmm. and how their training camp looked very similar, where they couldn't complete a practice. They had to cancel
mm-hmm.
practices because they couldn't like field the team.
Correct.
And then we get to this year and they're faced with the same exact thing where mm-hmm. what they have 24 guys on the injured list at one point, and mm-hmm. you're like, what in the world?
Which
are
is not
doing?
Not practicing because of injury, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but 24 mm-hmm. out of like 93 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just so extreme. So, no, we don't know what's going on with Juwan Jennings. We didn't know the mm-hmm. entire training camp mm-hmm. because, to be honest, it felt a whole lot like Christian McCaffrey last year where all of a sudden he started having a calf injury and everyone's like, all right, hands off.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dude doesn't play till week 8. So we had no idea what that would mean for Jennings. And of course, Jennings looks like he's going to play week 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, all their guys get healthy outside of Watkins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even Dominic Pooney's back and it looks like he's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think you were appropriately concerned based on last year's training camp.
So I bring this up because David Lombardi, who covers the 49ers for the San Francisco Standard, went on Twitter and basically said, this is why nobody should care about injuries in training camp, because what really matters is the injury situation going into week 1. And I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But if that's the argument, then let's not pay attention to training camp at all. Then what's the point of being a beat writer and covering training camp? Because the preseason games already don't matter. And if the injuries aren't going to matter, and if a 49er fan looked at the 49ers injury situation in training camp this year and said, here we go again, how do you blame them?
Oh, yeah.
It is 8 years of this where they have had major injuries. Every single one of you could go back to 2019. They go to the Super Bowl, obviously. But then 2020, derailed by injury. 2021, Jimmy Garoppolo played the end of that season hurt, and they had a bunch of other injury problems. Trent Williams played in the NFC title game injured. You go to 2022, Brock Purdy blows out his UCL in the first quarter of the NFC championship game. You go to 2023, hey, largely healthy, yeah, they go to the Super Bowl. Last year, bunch of injuries, derails their season. Like, every single failure the 49ers have had,
mm-hmm.
has not been entirely because of injury, but it's been a major storyline of that season. And I it's great that 52 out of 53 players were available on Monday's practice. That's great. But again, remember, in training camp, Mykal Williams is going to be out a week, and then he misses the rest of camp, the next like 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's wild.
Jordan James A is going to miss a couple of weeks, out for the next 4 weeks. Upton Stout, yeah, expect him back pretty soon. Out for 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe. Like, the Dominic Pooney thing, when he got hurt, it was like, oh, uh-oh, he might miss real time.
Yeah.
And then they say, it's a MCL sprain. He's going to be out a while. Week one, Like, of course people are concerned. What are you talking about? Their roster, when Juwan Jennings, before he came back to practice on Monday, had three healthy receivers, two of them are bad.
One of which, Gage, they waived, and then they intend to sign to the practice squad and then bring up from the practice squad again.
Yes.
But they already waived him.
Right.
Even though he's one of your starters, or
ostensibly, maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
Potentially.
Three wide receiver set. Yeah.
But then Marquez Valdes-Scantling, we'll dive further into that. I do want to talk about that. But Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to sign. Like, it's just, like, yeah, man, the injury situation is still not awesome. And even if they are healthier now than they were, Christian McCaffrey's still a major injury question mark. Trent Williams has still not played a full season with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk is still on the injured list and is a massive question mark with what he's going to look like when he comes back from that injury. Like, there are other causes for concern here. Plus, Juwan Jennings, we're good. He's just good now?
Yeah.
Everything's fine? Upton Stout, been dealing with a calf. Everything's just good now? We're just fine? Like, I don't blame anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this smugness of a reporter being like, well, this is why you shouldn't worry about it. The injury stuff was overblown. There is no injury thing can be overblown with the Kyle Shanahan 49ers, because they have been abysmal from an injury standpoint for virtually his entire tenure as their head coach.
And a lot of it's bad luck. Like, I don't want to put it on, like, having injury. I mean, when you're running out a 36-year-old left tackle, yeah, he's not going to play 17
sure.
games. Right? But, mm-hmm. like, the Ayuk injury, the fluke.
Yeah, you got hit in the knee.
Yeah, the injury to Brock Purdy's elbow, completely fluke.
Yep.
Yeah, so there are a lot of those things. Just like Rashee Rice got his knee blown out because mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes was trying to...
Fell on him.
Yeah,
yeah,
was trying to tackle somebody on an interception,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so look, I think it's... I don't want to blame their medical staff or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, the McCaffrey situation is clearly like a dude who can't stop working out and freaked out his entire body.
Correct.
So
it seems like, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but there are guys on that roster that do play a ton of games and do, you know, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly think it's something that's impacted them maybe more than some of the other teams that are around them in the playoff picture.
Yeah, it sure seems like it.
Yeah.
And I don't, if the thing is when they were stacking up all these injuries, and it's like, that's alarming. When you have a team that had injury problems last year and then all of a sudden, man, 24 guys are like, that's, I understand why it raises the alarms. Nobody said the season was over. Nobody said that they're automatically going to fail this season because of the injuries in training camp. It's just like, hey, man, this is something worth watching. Not to mention, I talked about this on the Kansas City Chronicles podcast with my partner, Chris Biederman. You can read Chris Biederman, the Sacramento Bee, sacbee.com. We talk about the entire team building philosophy of the 49ers right now is going to play young players, Mykal Williams, potentially Marquise Siegel, Upton Stout, maybe Jordan Watkins. You're going to play these young players
mm-hmm.
and hope that they develop in season. So by the time December, January roll around, yeah, hey, maybe they're playoff ready. Maybe they're really ready to contribute on a playoff team and in playoff games. Like that's their plan at the moment. You get further behind the eight ball as a rookie, the more time you miss.
Oh, yeah.
Every day you miss, every rep you miss matters. And so to go, yeah, see, everything's fine. Mykal Williams, Upton Stout, and Dominic Pooney, everything's good. What is Mykal Williams going to look like in week one compared to if he had been healthy all offseason? He's going to look worse. Upton Stout, same deal.
Oh, I totally agree.
Not that they're going to be bad. Like, I'm sure they can play football. But if you're talking about, hey, we're banking on the development arc of these players, and then they miss a massive amount of time, that is a problem in the regular season now. So brushing it aside as like, oh God, typical fan overreaction. No, it's not. There's very real consequence to players missing time in training camp. How many times have we talked about it with Nick Bosa?
Yeah.
How many times have we talked about it with Trent Williams last year?
I think even a better example was this season watching Nick Martin's play in the first preseason game. And it was like, oh no.
Right.
That is not an NFL player.
Correct.
By the end of preseason, oh, look at that. He figured out the speed of the game. Hmm. He looks much, much better.
Great point.
That's where it's at. You're like, you're hoping that guys progress.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not there, they can't progress.
Right. And so they're starting behind where they would have been if they'd been. So it's like, this does have an impact. This does matter. And I think that's really important. Well, yes. Okay. Their injury situation right now is in a very, very good place. From a 52 of 53 players are healthy and active, but that doesn't count Kevin Givens, who got hurt and went on IR. That doesn't count Jacob Cowing, who got hurt and is on IR. That's a fourth-round pick from last year.
Again, a guy who could really have used a solid offseason.
Sure could have.
Yeah.
Sure could have, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So Isaac Garendo, I think they made the Brian Robinson trade in part because they don't trust Isaac Garendo to stay healthy. Like this is all stuff that is impacting them in the regular season. Even if, 52 out of 53 players practiced. But also, that was just guys who were suited up during the media portion, the portion of practice that the media was available for. They practiced today, the 49ers do. Well, every team playing on Sunday practices today. And this is, now we'll get a participation report. And let me tell you, if today and tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Dominic Pooney, limited, maybe limited Friday, questionable going into week one. Juwan Jennings limited all week. Questionable going into week one. Like now all of a sudden this stuff comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan who freaked out about injuries in the preseason, we're like, oh my God, this is a mess. Continue doing so. Don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. It matters, dude.
It does matter. I totally think it matters.
That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jesse Toppy on the ones and twos. So we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I saw an Angel Reese quote that I think ties to the Kings.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Golden State Valkyries beat the defending champion New York Liberty last night at Chase Center. It's their fourth win in a row. They're number six, I believe, in the standings. And climbing. That looks like the Valkyries are going to go to the playoffs in their inaugural season. Really cool story. Here's what Angel Reese said about Golden State. Angel Reese playing for the Chicago Sky. Chicago not going to be in the playoffs. Says, quote, watching Golden State, no offense, but I think they're more talented than us on paper. But they play hard as hell. So starting at the top, we got to find an identity of what we're going to be next year and then roll with the punches of what we can get. And that's via Julia Poe at the Chicago Tribune. That sounds like if Domantas Sabonis said that about the Kings this year, that's like, you can take that, like, direct, that is exactly the kind of thing that when we talk about success for the Kings this year, et cetera, that's the kind of thing you don't want to see. Is, God, we just don't, like.
Yeah, look at how that team plays. Right. We wish we were them.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem. Like, and I've said this a couple of times. I know what Doug wants to institute because mm-hmm. I watched it in Summer League.
Yeah.
He wants, like, you go out there, if you're going to play 12 minutes, you're going to play 35 minutes. I need mm-hmm. everything you got. Yep. I need you first and second and third efforts.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to chase people. I need you to play passing lanes. I need you to mm-hmm. be engaged defensively. Even if you're not a good defender,
48 minutes,
you can still do your part to, like, impact the game, mm-hmm. right? But it's tough to get by them when you're not buying into your players. And I'm not saying Doug's not buying in. Doug's buying into every single one of his players.
Mm-hmm.
But when there are two or three or four or five players on that roster that kind of have a feeling in the back of their head that they might not be there by mm-hmm. February, that makes it really tough to get that full-fledged buy-in. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that he doesn't have that issue. mm-hmm. and that we don't have like these players and coaches and whatever meetings, you know, throughout the season, mm-hmm. because like setting a standard right up front that this is what you have to do. Like competition is going to be tough for mm-hmm. minutes. Mm-hmm. And if you don't play to this standard, then you're not going to play. You're going to lose minutes to other guys. I don't care mm-hmm. how long you've been in the league. I don't care how many all-star games or, you know, what mm-hmm. your future looks like after this. I need you to be locked in and engaged for whatever amount of time.
Yeah, man. And how many, I think we can keep it here in Sacramento. Beam Team won. They won 48 games. Mm-hmm. How many did they win just off of effort?
Yeah,
like there are so many games that the double overtime Clippers game, 176-175.
They fell behind so many times.
They were down 12 with like 2 minutes left, but they just kept trying really hard.
Yep.
You can steal wins in the league by just busting your ass,
especially early in the season.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's what they play hard as hell. When we talk about success for the Kings and expectations and such, I think the wins and losses, you know, the expectations will wax and wane. But I think the ultimate success for the Kings this year, the ultimate realistic success, would be when opposing teams play Sacramento, they know, hey, we're in for 48.
Yeah.
And if an opposing, help me out, Cavs coach David Blatt is the only name that's coming to my brain right now, and that is super not correct.
Kenny Atkinson.
Kenny Atkinson, thank you. Kenny Atkinson sits down after the Kings beat Cleveland in Cleveland and goes, God, that team plays hard. They just out-hustled us tonight.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear on a night-in, night-out basis. And I just, man, I read that Angel Reese quote today and was like, that is the, like, what Golden State has done and what Natalie Nicasse, their head coach, has been able to institute, because they don't have, like, they have good players, but talent-wise, they are not at or near the top of the league. Well, they just play a really gritty-ass brand of basketball that works. Like, you can get wins that way.
Same with the Grizzlies. It's why we talk about the Grizzlies. Yes. Yep. Like the past. I don't know what they're going to look like now without Taylor Jenkins. The same thing with Miami Heat.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Nets traded players because they were too good.
Yeah.
Like, the team was too successful.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. That's where they need to get to. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what Jordy, like, had a standard that mm-hmm. we're going to play to this standard. It's much different when you have a bunch of young guys who are trying to fight their way into the league.
No doubt.
Versus having a bunch of veterans who are saying, yeah, I don't think I want to practice for 2 hours tomorrow.
Right. I think what it matters with the Kings, though, and we'll leave this here. I think what matters with the Kings is they have enough talent where if they play that hard...
Yeah.
You could be talking about a lot more than 40, 41, 42 wins.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
They are that talented. So we'll keep, I mean, the Kings are always going to be in the conversation here on ESPN 1320. With less than a month to go until training camp opens, they'll be even more in the conversation. Fired up. Cannot wait. We have some more King stuff we can get to tomorrow, but we have the handoff coming up next. D'Lo and Casey are going to join us on The Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
James Ham there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jesse Toppy on the ones and twos.
Does the music still sound slower to you?
Yeah, a little bit. Why?
I'm just asking.
Our rejoin sounds slow today. I'm interested to see if that's the case for D'Lo and KC as well. They join us now for the handoff. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Can we talk about this Kawhi thing? I don't want to step on your first segment, but...
Oh, no, I actually wrote that in there for us.
Oh, okay, great,
yeah,
perfect.
Because I knew when we're texting at 5 a.m., like, I know what's
like,
happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I was with you. So Damon and I, whenever Pablo Torre drops a podcast, we send it to each other. And when Pablo put out a tweet last night that said, new podcast coming that I've been working on for 7 months, I had the same thought as you.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm going to listen, but I need this NFLPA thing to wrap up.
Wrap it up, buddy. Like, hey, you did your job. Yeah. Like, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, everyone got fired or quit.
Right, right. Like, you did it.
Bill Belichick thought you milked the Jennifer, what's-her-name story. Like, this is getting way worse. This is getting way worse.
Jordan.
Was there, too. Jordan was there. Jordan was on the sidelines.
Yeah, she was.
Of course she was.
Yeah. Helping out.
Cameron managed to find her, too. Who knew?
A stunner. So, but then the podcast comes out today, and it is this.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I listened to the whole 90-minute thing this morning.
Yeah, man. Thoughts? We've been talking about it for an hour and a half.
Well,
so.
My guess is there's some owners scrambling to make sure their books are in order. Because the first thing that came to my mind...
Cancel it.
Look, hey... First thing that came to my mind was Jalen Brunson. That was the very first thing I thought of.
Left $113 million
on the
table.
Was like, all right. And I've been, I remember, it's the lamest, like it's different today, and it's different when you're dealing with Steve Ballmer, the richest owner in the league. Mm-hmm. But I remember when Carol Lawson was a free agent and when the Monarchs folded, and a team called who had no cap space. They had, now mind you, these are WNBA contracts. They're like, they had like $45,000 to offer. And it's like, you can't be serious. Like, that's barely above the vet minimum. But don't worry, it's such and such city, you'll easily get $100,000 to $200,000 of endorsements. I'm like, dog, you can't be serious. And so what I learned is teams use companies that they know or have relationships with
mm-hmm.
to, look, I can't, this is what we can sign you to, but we could sign you on as a such and such mm-hmm. endorser for this product. And obviously this is small scale mm-hmm. compared to a $28 million thing. But I had heard of this type of stuff existing, but never like this.
Yeah. No show job.
Never to, yeah. Well, never to like the tune of $28 million. And like thoughts, to me, the smoking gun, the Adam Silver is going to have to make a brutal decision right now, whether he's mm-hmm. going to deal with the Los Angeles Clippers for the second time in his tenure. The smoking gun to me was the termination with cause.
Yes.
Point in the contract.
Yes. That's it.
We have the right to terminate this contract if you play for a team outside of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yes, that's it.
There is not a single endorsement contract on the planet mm-hmm. that's written in. Pablo, I think, pointed this out, but when you see the LeBron James do a commercial, normally it's a black jersey.
Yes, right. Yes.
Because they don't buy the intellectual property to the Cavs mm-hmm. or the Heat or the Lakers. Never before has there been a clause that says, if you leave this team, yeah. this contract is void, and with cause, you're owed nothing.
And not even specified in there that like you can't even get bought out and still be getting paid by the Clippers.
Right, right.
If you are not wearing a Clipper uniform, you are not endorsing Aspire.
It is.
You're not planting trees in your name anymore, allegedly.
Oh, man. It is a, like, and Pablo does a great job with this. Like, every, yeah, if it was a book, it's a page turner.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing this dramatic, and it means on the podcast. I've he's like.
That. Not a single coffee order taken, not by the way.
And you know what? Amin did fine. Amin did a perfectly fine job, because Pablo would say, Amin, read the next mm-hmm. highlighted segment, and Amin would
white
read it.
Mocha.
And it.
Oh, sorry.
And it would build. It would build up to this like climactic point. Like you think you're hitting these different climactic points of this story, and there was a moment where I was like, "This is all really circumstantial evidence." I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, I had the same thought.
But man, that clause is tough.
Yep.
Because I just, you need a direct link between the Clippers and this company.
Yeah.
And like, okay, like Steve Ballmer donated money. Like, all right. Like, it's mm-hmm. he's a jillionaire. That's what they do. It's mm-hmm. not a bit. They funnel money. Like, rich people are fantastic. They never lose their own money. Right. They lose ours. But they won't lose theirs. That's 100%. Why they stay rich.
Mm-hmm.
And... that clause that has the team that Steve Ballmer owns
mm-hmm.
as the out is, I don't know. If Adam calls Steve right now,
mm-hmm.
hey, explain that to me. I don't know what Steve Ballmer could possibly say other than, you know what, Adam, Commissioner,
damn.
I'm going to have my attorney call you and you guys can sort this out together.
I told James, the provably false statement that the Clippers put
right,
out?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Can't wait
Can
to see
Can you do
it.
That?
yeah. Go for it.
As a matter of fact, now would be a great time.
Perfect time with the statement
yes.
attached.
Yeah. Now Nothing. Would be a great time to show us this is provably false.
I got to watch the episode. I've only seen clips of it. Like you guys said, Pablo does a fantastic job. The thing that gets me, somebody actually doing this isn't necessarily a shock to me. It seems like it, I'm not going to say it happens all the time, but it would be common that somebody would give an owner or a team would give a mm-hmm. player perks outside of their contract, money outside mm-hmm. of their contract to convince them to go there.
Well, there's that long-standing rumor about Kevin Durant.
And Peter Gruber.
In the Golden State Warriors,
mm-hmm.
infiltrate that market, mm-hmm. and whatever the Warriors will pay you, like that's fine. This isn't the same thing because there's no direct link to the Golden State Warriors,
right?
But it's infiltrate Nike. The market,
yeah.
yeah. And yeah. didn't KD sign a lifetime deal?
And
yeah, he signed.
He has one of the richest.
He signed a lifetime deal
while he was in OKC. So he was Nike for life. And they were like, hey, do this for
me. He signed it with OKC?
I think he signed it when he was in OKC. I think.
I don't know.
I don't think it was. Maybe it was. That fell early, but your memory's better.
It was like a year or two before. It wasn't early in the OKC tenure. It was like a year or two before he left. He signed because the big thing was Nike was paying him more than the Thunder.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, who's your allegiance to? Like, right. Sure. Your NBA team ain't even paying you as much as your Nike, which goes into what you said. If Nike's saying go
get in that Under Armour market. I mean?
And but isn't the
knock Steven down a peg.
And that's what that's the thing here is this isn't go to LA for the endorsement opportunities. Like that's why the big cities are lucrative and attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Is because being in New York
though I'd argue it's not real.
What do you mean?
Like what deal are you going to sign in New York that you can't sign somewhere else? If you're that player.
Sure.
Like what you know what I mean? Like I've never understood the idea when it comes to the NBA of like this it's not necessarily market exclusive deals, but it's like what is being in New York going to offer you that being in Milwaukee isn't?
You don't think Giannis would be more popular if he was on the Knicks?
I don't think so.
I think he would be.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't know how it results in money.
That's funny you said Milwaukee because I was thinking Giannis the whole time.
I don't know how it results
Leo's, baby.
In money necessarily. But perfect example, Luka now in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Jordan brand store in headquarters, so to speak, in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone crazy on Luka events, Luka shoe theme events.
Sure.
Because he's there. I don't feel like I saw them doing it in Dallas because there's no headquarters there. So for instance, Giannis and Nike, hey, we've got the Giannis Invitational at Rucker. Giannis is here. Like I said, it doesn't result in millions.
So I was
going to
say, isn't that existing? That's an existing relationship though.
Right, right. Right.
Yeah, there's more opportunity.
But if he's, yeah,
maybe
if
sure.
they haven't, maybe you get him to switch over. You know what I mean? Like if Giannis was in with Nike in Milwaukee, maybe Jordan Brand when the deal is up. If you're in LA, hey, we got all this set up for you. Here in LA, we'll give you this deal. It could
be some uncomfortable moments at Nike headquarters if that's the case.
It could mean absolutely nothing, but little things like that. The thing that really surprised me in that thing, from what I've seen, I haven't seen the whole video. KL2, really Kawhi? KL2,
I
couldn't beat Mattson Enterprises. That to me, no, you guys
better
saw the whole
trademark
thing.
That right now.
You guys saw the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It feels like that's where he got caught.
Well, no,
because KL2,
not exactly.
Okay,
because
that was like KL2.
They got caught. Again, it's all circumstantial, right? Mm-hmm. So the KL2 thing, again, that is not uncommon for companies to be formed and money like this to go to it because you can use it for other things without getting taxed on it because you formed the LLC. But where this really got like murky was one, this company is in massive trouble. Like there's like massive fraud allegations around this whole company.
We did not even dive into that.
It's bad.
But that's I was trying to get people to go listen to the pod because I didn't want to butcher
but the other thing was like Drake's a part of it. Leonardo DiCaprio,
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert, that's who I was thinking of. Iron Man.
Cindy Lauper?
I think they donated money to this
Cindy Crawford. Yes. Okay. I was like, I don't think Cindy Lauper's in it. Cindy Crawford is. Yeah. But they also those guys like Drake, those guys, they were paid endorsers. And so like Doc Rivers donated. Like there are guys who donated money to the cause, but there's also paid endorsers. And I think you can find Drake talking about the company. You can find like Kyle mentioned, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. He does the commercials.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard has done nothing.
not a retweet, not a like.
And they outline, and this is, they have I don't know, I can't tell if he's a former agent, lawyer, whatever it is, as part of the panel who works in sports. And he was like, okay, well, we need to read what the deliverables are, right? We've got deliverables for Jiffy Lube. We've got deliverables for Sky River Casino. We're going to be at Sky River Casino on the 15th mm-hmm. for Monday Night Football. That is a deliverable that Odyssey has told Sky River Casino they will have as part of their relationship with D'Lo and KC. All of the deliverables are, well, if the client is okay with this, mm-hmm. or if the client sees fit, we would like them to do this. So there's no clear outline. This is what we want you to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what James was talking about earlier. It's the no-show job. He doesn't actually have to do anything. He's the only one who doesn't have to do anything. So it's not just the company name. It's the parameters as an endorser who was as him being the only one who didn't have to do anything mm-hmm. to promote the company. Essentially, he's getting $28 million to not mention the company even exist. And then what brought the LLC name out was the investigation by the FBI and the SEC into the fraud charges on the company.
Shout out to Uncle Dennis.
So I thought the 28 million number
mm-hmm.
that went to Aspire or to KL2?
KL2.
That can't happen. That 28
I believe
million,
it's called KL2 Aspire.
28. That's what I'm talking about. KL2, 28 million. KL2, that Aspire. Can't happen.
Specifically, not KL2, because damn, I have so many different endorsements. But it's like, no, this is my LLC for that, this.
Exactly.
It's his $7 million.
He is the,
yes. Yeah. 28 million to KL2.
But
that's the red.
But regardless, if you had named it, you know, Kenny Caraway Productions. Mm. He's listed as a manager on it.
Right.
Like Kawhi Leonard's name mm-hmm. is listed on the LLC.
But that's the owner of the LLC.
But that's right. The problem. Yeah. Yeah. If I'm doing that,
How would you commit fraud?
if I did commit fraud.
Here's how.
my name isn't, it could get murky. My name isn't on anything legal. Mm-hmm. It is not on anything legal.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kawhi Leonard, I'm not the president of
problem.
This.
Problem. How do you get the money?
How you get the money is you're listening to KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ, HQ2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader, always free on the Odyssey app.
Hey, look, I gotta figure that out, but something like that, my name can't be attached to that. Whether it's a cousin that I trust, whether it's something, because to a certain degree.
You can't get the money, though.
But to a certain degree, though, there's a number of organizations.
Cash out.
There's a number of organizations.
That's basically what you would have to do.
But there's a number of organizations on that list, right? I think KL2 is what stood out. If it was Sylvia Enterprises, they wouldn't have stopped and looked at Sylvia Enterprises.
You might be right. I don't think that's entirely true, though. This is the FBI investigating this. I think they would look at the managers of all of the companies. So this is where I think your idea is a bit flawed. In it's the impression I got, and I don't think they flat out stated this. It's 28 million total. It's 7 million over a 4-year period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because right. They referenced the term 7 million. And they referenced the number 7 million once.
Because they still owe $7 million
to
Aspire.
And the joke is Kawhi wants his $7 million regardless of if the company is bankrupt or...
These all came out in bankruptcy proceedings from what I saw. The clip I saw was that they looked at all the creditors that are owed money.
That's right.
This defunct mm-hmm. green company. That's like a couple of $1 billion, a couple of dudes that just ripped everybody mm-hmm. off. It's all part of this. So as part of the, like when they release the documents, you can go through and see who they owe money to. And one of the people they owe money to is number one, Ballmer. You can see how much he gave.
Mm-hmm.
But then number two, you can see how much the Kawhi Leonard thing.
Well, and here's the most important. The FBI doesn't care about this.
No.
The FBI doesn't care about Kawhi Leonard or Steve Ballmer or the Cap. They're investigating. Pablo found this.
Yeah.
Right. This is not Kawhi Leonard is breaking the law.
Right.
The Clippers and Kawhi Leonard are breaking NBA rules.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
But this is also, and I understand, how do you get the money? You've got to figure that out. But Pablo would not have stopped if the Clippers owed Sylvia $28 million. He stopped because KL, too, Kawhi Leonard.
Well, from what I understand, he got like tipped off to this and started digging into it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, he would have gone probably
he would have tried every manager. He would have tried to find the link as to like which one of these companies. Again, it's a whistleblower, so to speak.
This is a 7-month long investigation he's been doing.
Yeah.
Like they've been, and they have a whole team that digs into this.
And I know The Athletic just posted something. I didn't get a chance to read it, but now they're, and I think Pablo is with The Athletic now, so they're not trying to scoop his reporting, but. Now, you know, now it's like, yeah, this is actually, and it's referenced in the podcast, this is the second time he's being investigated for stuff like this. And they read a statement twice on that podcast from Adam Silver that said, we do not take circumventing the cap lightly. Mm-hmm. Like the ramifications for this are massive. So, and if we find something that causes us to reopen the investigation, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to believe you found it.
Game on.
I got to believe you found it.
So I want to talk about two things real quick. I want to talk about the potential punishment here, but I also love the voice modulated former Aspire worker.
Yeah.
He's like, we were told not to talk about it because it was circumventing the cap, LOL. LOL all the time.
But that's not quite what it was, though. Buddy was a little bit more flamboyant.
Don't do the voice.
They're gonna find out who that was real quick.
I was thinking the same thing. When he referenced the Green Initiative drag queen, I was like, dude, you're cooked.
Yeah,
you're absolutely cooked.
God bless her.
Was actually easily identifiable in that company.
You are cooked. Like, how many employees did this company have anyway? It's like, well, who knew? Who knew? He literally outlined a conversation. Yeah. Hey, who had this conversation with him? Oh, God damn it.
The good news is there's so much mess happening to the people in charge at that organization right now that this person's probably fine.
Yeah, the guy who's probably most upset is already in jail.
Well, the guy who's probably most upset is probably Steve Ballmer and Kawhi.
Yeah.
Like you said, this isn't the company doing anything illegal.
Mm-hmm.
This is Steve Ballmer and Kawhi breaking NBA rules. Like, that's why this matters. But you talk about potential punishments.
Bringing up the contract extension too was chef's kiss.
The four-year.
The splitting the difference between the one and the five. Yeah, the bargain contract that Kawhi signed was.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What was the so Joe Smith and the Timberwolves?
Yeah.
Had a situation like this. Decades ago.
Yeah, like 1998, they conspired to bring him in on consecutive one-year deals to get his bird rights with the understanding that eventually he would get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But then it came out in some sort of court proceeding.
Well, yeah, because these idiots put it on paper.
Yeah.
They actually put this on paper.
Well, I mean, if you're the player, you're like, you probably want it on paper. You just don't want that
but
paper
you
being
can't.
Anywhere. No.
You literally can't. Exactly. Like when Casey talking about a way to find the money, you're going to have to do it in a very illegal form that the IRS doesn't find out about.
Right.
Yeah. In this situation, you're going to have to trust somebody.
Yeah.
Well, they basically dropped like an anvil from the sky on the Timberwolves and Joe Smith. They voided the contract, number one. So Joe Smith was out of, like, he's became a free agent, couldn't sign back. Like, hey, you're done. Mm-hmm. On top of that, they hit the Timberwolves with a $3.5 million fine in 1998, which is probably NBA standards, probably worth at least $10 million at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, 5 first round picks from the Timberwolves. Just took 5 first round picks.
Now like,
This will cripple their franchise.
The difference is the commissioner's different. Does Adam Silver have that?
Adam Silver's the guy who got Ballmer in there.
That was a layup. Mm. That was a layup.
It wasn't. I strongly disagree.
What I mean by that is it was he had enough backing to get Sterling out of there. And I think it was more of a layup. Like, you got Ballmer in here. Yeah. He's about to super overpay. Find a way to get him in here.
Right, I don't now, think it was a layup at all. That's not the point of the con. I don't think it was right. a layup at all. Stern had wanted him out for a decade.
Yeah. This, oh, no, way more than that, because he sued the league in 82 or 84, whatever it was, when he just up and moved the Clippers to L.A. And, Sterling didn't care. He just moved the Clippers from San Diego to L.A. and said, yeah, go ahead and sue me, whatever.
But Stern never had that moment that Sterling had on tape that had the owner saying, but now you're affecting our money.
But was he? And let me ask you this.
The perception of it was.
Yeah. If Donald Sterling is the owner of the Clippers today and that tape comes out, do you think Donald Sterling is gone?
Yeah.
Oh. No chance.
Robert Sarver's gone.
No chance. That was sexual assault. Wasn't that sexual assault in the workplace?
I feel like Robert Sarver had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, not
a good guy.
I'm not saying.
My point is how diluted is the conversation about, don't bring black people to my games. Who you think the first one going to comment on that going to be today? The president of the United States. Oh, it's his business. He could do what he wants. Like, this will become a divisive political topic. If that Donald Sterling tape came out today, there's no chance he's gone. I wouldn't say no chance. I say there's little chance. The only way he would be gone is if the players said, okay, it's him or us.
Right.
That is the only way he's out.
Yeah.
It's him or us. Then it becomes even bigger. Then the divisiveness becomes even bigger. I say all that to say I don't think it was a layup. I think Adam Adam had been commissioner for like a minute and a half. I think that was a little tougher than a layup. Though he may have had some help from the players. It's like, hey, it's the playoffs. You've got a choice, man.
This one and
you've got a choice.
Banned?
While I feel this is different is because
I watched clipped all six episodes.
He's got to bring the hammer.
Yeah, Adam Silver has to
bring the hammer.
He has to. But what's
just letting people play through anything?
Hey, hurry up, offense! Hurry up, offense! There we go.
I was gonna let it go. I was cutting clips, but there was a long pause. It's a flag.
What are you talking about?
It's a flag. I'm calling it a 10-yard holding right there.
I got the snap ball.
Keep your hammer to yourself.
We don't touch other people's privates. That's right.
That was a drop. That was not live. That was not live. That was a drop.
So, go ahead.
What's the hammer, Kenny?
It feels like it's got to be what Minnesota got.
I mean,
this is way worse, but the thing is a financial penalty.
Has no ramifications.
The draft picks, what I'm talking
that,
about.
That's what I mean.
They don't have any.
Yeah, they
even,
don't.
Even
you're
going to
take their draft picks till 2040?
Even your swaps.
Great.
You don't get that. That goes directly to the team that you're
building. But to Kenny's, that would destroy the franchise. Because who would sign there? No one would sign there.
Isn't that kind of another
unless
point?
Unless there's a little extra on the side.
Well, you can only play that card once.
That's the other problem.
You can only play that card once, and you better not get caught.
If he did this once, how many times did he do it?
That's it.
And that's where we're going to start digging.
Well, here's the saving.
Go ahead.
Here's the saving grace for Ballmer and the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And Ballmer may have to have some stern conversations with some people. He may have to go Nino Brown on this. If I'm going down, James Dolan, you're going down with me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and all the owners.
Well, and then in the end, Donald would just be doing the Steve would just be doing the Lord's work.
Joe Lacob, you're going down with me.
Man.
That JB11 Sphere LLC, James.
So there may be a scenario.
Imagine we find out Steph Curry's getting like $50 million a year from like Apple or something.
SC30 Apple LLC.
Can we take titles?
Steph Curry did. All those cooking shows are paid for by the
Steph
Warriors.
Steph Curry didn't bat an eye when he lost $5 million this year. He's, all right. Can't say
he's like,
about
no,
that.
Y'all lost $5 million.
Joe Lega put in the old LLC.
If Ballmer.
Maybe if Beck's cheap ass, you learn how to run an LLC, we'd be in a better place.
If Ballmer and those owners go to Adam and say, "We'll stop it. Just
we'll stop. We'll stop.
Let this.
I promise.
Let
Mom.
This go. Let this go. Because if I'm Ballmer, that's my ace
in
the
chance.
Hole.
No chance.
All right, that's my ace in the hole.
You know
everybody
what you,
going
you know
down.
You know what you sounded like? You sounded like an NFL owner.
Hey, facts.
That's what you. All right. All right, we won't blackball anyone else.
The problem is
just let it go.
The problem is because of the way this
came
out.
Okay, maybe we're going to blackball one more person.
Because of the way this came out, though.
After the draft.
Sorry, go ahead.
The way this came out, though, and how big the story is, if this just gets swept under the rug, like, yeah, nothing to see here, everything's good, $100,000 fine for some other unrelated thing. And yeah, everything's good. Like that would not work.
Serious question. And I'm not like I was locked into the podcast. Like mm-hmm. that's where I spent like a bulk of mm-hmm. like my time and all this morning. Is this a big story yet?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing
because
that I was going to say
the Cowboys Eagles start tomorrow. I just want to point that out.
All right. This yeah. Kawhi already reached first take. Stephen A. and Molly and all them were talking about it.
Is he going to be there on Monday?
Wait, what'd you say?
Stephen A., Molly, Mad Dog, and those guys.
You said Kawhi was on first take?
Yeah, like no, the story.
Oh, the story.
Yeah, they think they had that.
Is it gonna be
Kawhi
there on
went
Monday?
On first take and had this to
he's
say.
He's defending his honor.
Is it going to be there on Monday?
That's how long is it a big story? Monday, is it going to be there tomorrow?
It might not, but
it's Cowboys not, but Eagles it's, tomorrow, yeah. And the Cowboys this, just traded Micah Parsons.
But it might not carry, but come training camp, come preseason. First preseason game for the Clippers. When the Clippers are in the news again, it's going to be, hey, what happened to Kawhi just getting $7 million a year for free?
So,
that's right. I think that's very much in the consciousness now.
You're right. Let me ask both of you guys this, because you guys saw the, well, James might have saw it too, but saw the podcast, and you talk about the smoking gun. If I'm Ballmer, as long as those people don't talk, if I'm Ballmer, you can't say that I paid him that.
No, you can't. It's all circumstantial. Yeah.
You can't. It's, as long as they don't talk.
And they outline the part where Steve Ballmer's money goes to the company. Mm-hmm. They would have to prove that it basically just bypassed the company and went to Kawhi. Mm-hmm. If it goes to the company and then the company to Kawhi, it's more circumstantial evidence.
And I might even pay a couple dollars to be like, hey, Aspire person, say it went through you.
But you can't because it's on record.
Correct.
There's records of it somewhere. Yes.
Records of?
Records of the transaction.
Oh, yeah.
Which they don't have anymore. The FBI has them.
Right.
So there's not. There's,
so
there's
that would
no,
be the thing.
There's
if
no shredding papers
if
anymore.
It's, if they have it set up where the Clippers play Aspire and Aspire pays Kawhi, they can't prove anything with the Clippers.
Except for that clause that says the endorsement.
Aspire
but that's,
that's
circumstantial.
Right. Aspire might have said that to Kawhi.
It's just incredible circumstantial right. evidence.
We all know.
It's literally like unheard of circumstantial right. evidence. Right.
Right.
But in
that,
the end.
I didn't say that to Steve Ballmer. That Aspire said that.
It's not a bloody glove.
Oh, it might be, though, when the FBI is digging into this. Because
does the glove fit?
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to look at a direct payment of $7 million that comes out of the Clippers account and then goes right to Kawhi Leonard's account.
But that's different.
It doesn't.
If it goes to Aspire first, well, they could say, if I'm Ballmer, I could say, I don't know nothing about their agreement with he has to stay with the Clippers. I'm donating to Aspire. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, this is like.
We all know that's a lie.
Some big time.
No,
money.
He can absolutely say that. Yeah, sure, no, totally. Absolutely.
It's a form of money. So absolutely. We talk about how this isn't illegal.
But that's
chances
the thing,
are
though.
This is illegal.
But
you have to prove.
But I think from that
all rich people do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Like, people with money of this magnitude funnel it through different companies to turn it into money that turns into something else.
If
they never lose money. Unless you're Donald Trump, then you go bankrupt. Never mind. Sorry. It's past 12 o'clock. I can say what I want. Those are the rules. I would never say that before 11.
No, of course not. Yeah, I can't fathom a scenario where this just goes away, because every single contract moving forward, that is going to be the discourse. Any contract that gets signed that's a dollar below what the projection was or what people thought that person would get.
Mm-hmm. But if
the NBA is just going to allow this to happen because all rich people do it and, oh man, oh shucks, we can't prove it, get rid of the salary cap.
Yeah, I don't mean
then make the salary cap go away.
I don't mean that all rich people circumvent the cap.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they find, like, people with, you know, hundreds of millions to billions of dollars. It's not just sitting in a savings account.
Sure, right.
It's not just in the market. Like, they're finding ways to buy Elk Grove.
Mm-hmm. For example,
and if the Elk Grove market tanked, they'd find a way to make sure, well, I didn't lose any money with that,
right,
because it was in this LLC, which is covered by this tax law.
Right.
So the government will just write me a check. I spent $5 billion. They'll just write me a check for the $4 billion that I lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine.
Right.
And that could ultimately be what all of this is. Investments here, investments here. It all boils down to, what did Steve Ballmer know when he donated that money, and did that money go through Aspire or go straight to Kawhi's LLC? Because if it went straight to Kawhi's LLC, you're screwed. You have nothing. You have no defense. You're done. You're cooked.
If there's a middleman, then you can.
FBI is the FBI, the SEC, they're the only ones who know that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if the SEC is involved in this, because this wasn't a publicly owned, a publicly traded company.
Just means more.
But that's the end.
Yeah.
The other thing about this, I'll ask you guys this, and I'm a big believer in this. I'm a big believer in, sometimes you do what's best for business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it best for business for this to be all bad? Is it best for business for the NBA for the Clippers to get caught?
I don't know that it's relevant. It's not the Lakers, man. It's not the Knicks. They're still the Clippers. Like, no matter how many years we go, you know who's not bad this year? They're still the Clippers.
Well, but I'm thinking more so from, do you even want people to think that this is what goes on in the NBA?
People are going to.
Oh,
they're going to, but if it's a fact that this happens now, I might do what's best for business and be like,
do we think that there has been one crooked official in the history of the NBA?
Absolutely.
No.
There's been one.
Foster, no, very much.
Like, there has been. Maybe there's more than one. But I think there
has been. Okay, so there has been. But do we think there's only been one?
You think Donaghy was not a isolated incident?
No.
Is what you're asking.
I absolutely do not.
I agree. Scott Foster was very much involved.
But what word does every journalist, reporter, podcaster use when they say Tim Donaghy's name?
Rogue.
Disgrace. You attach something to it that makes it look like it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
You would do the same thing to Ballmer. You wouldn't call him disgraced because he's too rich.
Right.
But you'd call him, he went rogue, and Steve Ballmer. So, you know what they'd probably say? Because Steve Ballmer's smart. He'll cry on camera. And he'd probably be genuinely remorseful. Yeah. He'd be like, that eccentric Clippers owner. Grabbing thighs and donating to money trees.
That's how
teams aren't playing Kendrick Lamar when Kawhi Leonard comes out, this whole thing was a failure. If money trees is not playing in every arena when Kawhi Leonard is introduced,
damn,
this whole thing has
been
a failure.
Take notes, Kings.
The I don't want to say sad because it's not sad. I don't look at it as being sad. But the unfortunate thing about this is from everything that I've read and watched, Steve Ballmer actually seems like one of the good guys.
You know what it feels like to
so
me?
So it's not like it'd be easier if Dolan or Sarver were still there and he was doing some shady to be like, hey, just get this so-and-so out of here.
Yeah.
But Ballmer actually seems cool.
Like he actually wants to win and he tries.
I mean, he built the
money.
Intuit Dome with his money.
Yes.
Like he did, there was LA tax or.
Right. I've even heard him talk about his money. Obviously, it's easy to do it when you have that type of money, but he's just like, a philanthropist.
I
just give my money away, like, because what do I need to do?
He wears Old Navy button ups and jeans. Like,
he supports John Fisher. That's why I'm out.
Well, that's fine. And that's fine.
Understandable.
But he supports John Fisher because he's rich.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, and maybe that's how this all ends. Maybe the NBA goes, cool, you have access to, what is it, 29 and 32 or whatever. You have access to those picks. Those are gone. We're wiping those out. You're going to get fined $1 million. And this is the only time it's happened.
So,
and that's it.
So that's going to be the thing.
Right.
That last statement is going to be the thing.
Yeah.
Like, Tim Donaghy is the only one.
Right.
We're going to make sure. Steve Ballmer, gosh, he's an eccentric guy, but we just won't allow this in our league. And here's what Kenny Caraway in Sacramento said, we're bringing the hammer down on him.
And I'm going to say, we really thought he was going to plant all those trees. We thought he was doing something good, and
like
it just
Kawhi,
didn't work
didn't
out
and
that
that's
way.
The, trees? And that, but here's the...
Apple time.
Here's where the NBA can get bailed out, is it's not just like Leonardo DiCaprio's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. is involved. There's big names involved. There's enough plausible deniability, they just might get away with it.
Lack of
hard evidence,
man,
and plausible deniability, they could absolutely get away with this. I think what really, more than termination clauses and all that stuff, this is the second time this has come up with Kawhi.
And Uncle
Dennis. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time, and it's like, so everyone's wrong.
Right. Uncle Dennis is out there asking for this, and that's not what this is.
If I was Silver.
Using the same term that Uncle Dennis uses? Sweetener.
If I was Adam Silver, I'd be looking to do what's best for business, and what's best for business is not giving a death penalty to the Clippers.
Of course.
I would... maybe punish them in some way.
What's
like
best for business is for Adam Silver to crawl into a hole for a couple of months and just hope this goes away.
I think what's best for business is for him to throw the book at them and dissolve Kawhi's
contract.
That's
best
contract
for the integrity of your league.
Yeah, but that's not
and
best
to hit
for,
them with so much money, like a $10 million fine, maybe more, and then on top of that, all of their picks for 8 years or something.
You do that to me if I'm Ballmer. Nino Brown. Your whole league. We're going to find out your whole league.
But here's why that won't happen. The league would just go, get Ballmer's ass out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't threaten the people who have the power for you to be a part of this small group. Mm-hmm. Even though you have more money than they do, it's not like they're broke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have some of the richest people in America in this club, and it's like, oh, you're going to, all right, cool. Well, enjoy your Intuit Dome. It's going to be empty. Or you can just charge the next owner rent because you're going to be out. We've gotten the guy we got rid of before you. Hey, look around, pal. We did it for less.
So let me ask you this, though. If the reason why, because they got a vote on this, right? If the reason why they're getting rid of me is because I did something against the CBA.
No, I'm getting rid of you if you threaten to tell on everybody. That's when I'm getting rid of you.
Right, but if I talk to you, it ain't even going to be in a paper trail. When I see you, you better make sure nothing happens to me. Because if something happens to me, I know how you got P.J. Washington. I know how you got P.J. Washington. And everybody else will, too.
You know what? If I created an LLC to sign P.J. Washington, I deserve to lose my team. Listen.
PJ three,
throw the book at me, pal. No one's gonna believe you.
But
PJ three LLC.
If they are getting
Let's start Westbrook LLC Sacramento right now and get this done.
If they essentially are getting rid of me because I did this, then when I tell everything that's gone on, they'd have to get rid of all them other owners too. Because the precedent has been set.
And that's fine, but you'd have to have some semblance of proof.
Oh, I can get proof. Don't worry.
Okay,
about
as long as you can get strong, because again, all of this is at this moment is circumstantial evidence. It better be strong. And if you added bonus, if you can get the FBI involved.
Let's do it. Or we could avoid all this and I keep my team. And we just
well, see, that's the thing. I don't think they're going to take the team from Ballmer.
I don't think so,
and I don't think they're going to do what you suggested, Hammer. I think there's going to be a happy medium between Kyle's take a draft pick, find $1 million, James blow up half of Los Angeles. There's going to be something in the middle to where, like, my belief is there will be a discussion between Adam Silver, league attorneys, and Steve Ballmer.
Yep.
And it's like, let's sit down because we need to be clear about something. We need to make this hurt.
And to your point, that's what's best for business. That's how you handle it.
Do you know
I don't think you can. You can't blow up the Clippers. You can't. If I'm Silver,
they're going to ultimately do that themselves anyway.
I was going to say they're working on it. Adam's looking. He's like, hey, actually, you know what? Yeah, just leave him alone.
Just let it play out.
Give him more picks.
Just wait.
That's your punishment. More picks.
Just wait till James Harden gets out there in May. We'll be fine.
But then what happens if they win?
Well,
that's where the league has to say.
James.
I'm just saying it's the Clippers, and we don't believe it's going to happen. But that team's pretty good.
You know what happens? Nothing. Do you want an example? Nothing happened. Do you want an example? It's going to sound like a shot. I'm dead serious. Michigan.
Yeah.
The Michigan Wolverines. What it went on the entire season. They won the national championship. We're past the era of stripping national titles. What's it matter? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Harbaugh
got a 10-year show cause. Yeah. Their coach just got suspended for the second goddamn time. Look. He's been suspended more games than he's actually coached.
Harbaugh was on the podium lifting the trophy.
And that's it.
That's it.
And that's it.
All right. And that's it for us. D'Lo and Casey next. Drink water. Be nice, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.